This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Dr. Johnny Hunter is one of my guys over on the north side of Minneapolis, and he always knows what's going on over there. And he doesn't just sit back, he does something about it. It's called the Hospitality House. It's where they offer programs for kids so that they can come after school and do something productive and get smarter and more athletic and play on teams and bond with people and be doing the right things. And so we start from there as a focal point and we work from there. Johnny, how are you tonight?
I am great, Mike.
How you feeling?
Well.
You're a little under the weather. You and Brenda were both under the weather when I saw you the last time.
Yeah. Thank God we're okay now, and I'm back on the battlefield.
Yeah, and sometimes it literally is a battlefield, Johnny. Let's start with that part of it. We had shootings last night in North Minneapolis. You literally had the Hospitality House shot up when two guys went head-to-head in a draw across the street from each other. What happened that night?
Well, they must have had a battle. I don't know who it was personally. And they really were just like the Wild Wild West, shooting back and forth at each other numerous of times. And they end up hitting not only my building, but also the church building also. So it was really scary, but it happened in the evening hours. Thank God none of the kids were around and none of our families got involved or got hurt in the crossfire.
Can you anticipate or tell when trouble is brewing outside your doors or not usually? Does it happen real quickly?
Well, in this case, no. I mean,
yeah, this happened after hours when you wouldn't have even been there. But I just wondered if there were ever times when you saw things and you go, all right, we got a situation here.
Not most of the time, Mike. We do got some issues on the other side of the block of our building, but most of the time, it just happens. And in most areas in North Minneapolis, we got a few hot spots, which the 21 Days of Peace been managing. But otherwise, it just pops up here and there. And it's really sad at this time. We were in a tough spot in North Minneapolis as far as our gun violence is concerned.
Who's carrying the guns? How young are they? What do we got for a profile? What scares you the most? What do you see? What do you hear?
Well, I have a pretty good relationship in the community.
Yes, you do.
And we could have kids carrying guns from 13 years old all the way up. Yeah, it's getting younger in the last 10 years or so. You never know now.
No, and it's not that there's ever a good time to be carrying a gun, but the younger, the less developed the brain is, the more prone you are to do something even dumber, right?
Right. But what's so scary, Mike, some kids are not involved in that stuff, but they have to have a gun to protect themselves.
So some are carrying just for protection, huh?
That's right.
Oh, man.
So
what happens here? What are the conversations like in terms of how we remedy this?
Well, Mike, I'll tell you, we got a group of brothers, pastors, community leaders, everybody trying to figure that point out. One thing we know is not taking away our Minneapolis Police Department. And so we know that's not the solution. But again, it's more boots on the ground. You know, like anything, Mike, love conquers a multitude of sins. And we just got to pay attention more and try to reach the kids that are caught up in the violence and the adults that are showing them the way. And we got to be able to reach them in some way and provide opportunities for the kids, which it's coming together. We got, like, this brings us to our banquet. We got Pastor Brian Heron speaking at our banquet, and he's part of the 21 Days of Peace, and he does the health initiative. And so, and we got to deal with the mental health and the trauma that is plaguing our community for all the years also.
We got
Jerry McAfee.
Yeah.
He's on the front line every day trying to fight the spots, the hot spots coming down. And they're having a lot of success because, you know, I know, and you know, Charles Adams and Chief Aaron Dondo. And it is working to an extent, but there's so much work. And it's going to take a village to conquer this. The churches are coming together. The communities coming together. And we're really trying to put a full court press on the community and these kids. And everybody got to take their part. And I think it's happening, but it's going to take some time. And we got to work together.
So how do you identify the at-risk kids? And do you always run the risk that kids are coming from somewhere else, or, you know, or even a gang that comes from a different city? A local city, but a different city? Or can you pretty much, can you target and figure out who the at-risk kids are?
I think all kids are at risk if they live in North Minneapolis, because you never know when you're going to run into somebody who's going to ask you to join a gang. And so all kids are at risk. And of course, I believe there's other, not believe, I matter of fact, I know there's other gangs and other from different communities, even in from different states that are coming into our community. And so that's also an issue. It's a little harder to identify the outsiders, so to speak. And so you have to get some insider information.
Okay, let's just say you and Reverend McAfee wanted to meet with a gang leader. Is it easy for you to identify who the gang leader is and get a piece of time with them, or is it not that simple?
It's really easier for Jerry to do that. That's his area, but he already has done that.
But it's not that hard for him to figure out who the gang leader is?
No, I mean, they got insiders that help them do that. Actually, it's just like anything. You got to have somebody who knows something that's willing to help the community to get other information.
So when you meet with those people, how do you handle them? You know that they're the cause of part of this, and yet creating an enemy with them doesn't help either.
No. It's a tough situation. I think, and I know most of the community knows, we got to build opportunity and equity for the families, not only the kids, the families, the kids with housing, with jobs, employment, education, places where they can relieve some stress with the health benefit. If they do have trauma, how do you get somebody to speak their trauma out? You got to build relationships. My motto is meet people where they're at. You know, growing up in North Minneapolis and not always being a pastor, you have to meet families, communities, not only gangs, regular, natural, athletic kids and good kids. All of them look for that relationship piece. Something like me and you have, you know.
Absolutely, and they're good. And they're going to find it, right? It's just a question of whether they find it on the good side or the bad side, right?
That's right. And I'll tell you, if you remember when Murderapolis was here, we had to put a full court press on the kids. And that's what we had back in the 60s and 70s. You know, we had many multiple community centers, pastors, preachers, coaches, and people that were in our lives all day. not just for a minute, every day. We were in school, we were playing ball, we were going to church, we were doing community projects, you know, and everybody was building it. When somebody didn't have something, the other family would come alongside them to help them get through the rough time. And so we got to build that culture back up in our community, the love culture, and not me, 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 I.
Does North Minneapolis have the people power to take that on because it's such a big initiative?
I think they do.
You do?
I think they do, but we got to get everybody on one accord. You know, once we get everybody on one accord, I think we're going to be in good shape. And it's going to take some financial stability. It's going to take some established program. It's going to take some housing. It's going to take building equity in our community. And it's going to take coaches, teachers, principals, everybody that cares about these kids and families in North Minneapolis to go alongside of them and help them get to that point they need to be successful.
Is it easy to identify where to start with it? I mean, and is it safe to be out there trying to make waves even in a positive vein?
Well, it might be less safer for others than some. You know, I have a motto of that. You really ain't safe nowhere. Life is just very short anyhow. And if you don't establish yourself to help somebody, where's your legacy in your life anyway, right? So everybody got to take, if you're passionate and God is calling you to be there, you will be safe because he's going to protect you.
I got to tell you, I had a chance to speak at your morning banquet back in June. It was the first time many of us had really gathered at that point in time post-COVID because the vaccines had kicked in. And boy, the energy that I felt in there, Johnny, it was palpable that morning. It felt so good with all that pent-up emotion to be there.
Let me tell you something, Mike. You preach, and it wasn't the energy. It was the Holy Ghost, because it just brought tears to my eyes the way you spoke from the heart. You know, it wasn't nothing you read. It was just coming from the heart, and the heart reaches the heart. And that's the same way in the community. You know, you got to come with your heart. You can't come no other agenda because folks try to have that hidden agenda. You know, you got to come with the heart. And when you come with the heart, people listen. And gangs will listen, kids will listen, and we'll reestablish North Minneapolis.
What's an example of people that come on the north side with an agenda? Who are those people?
I don't want to really specific no names, but
right. But I mean, what would be the profile? What would they be looking for?
Well, they would be looking for financial gain,
okay.
Popularity for election. But you know the real people, because if you won't do it free,
yep.
Well, you're in there for something else.
That's right. If you won't do it for free,
right. It's an agenda. You know, most of the people that got boots on the ground, like Mac Bryan and Babby Tin and these sort of folk, they're in this community because they'll do it if you ain't getting paid.
Yep.
And a lot of them are not getting paid. And so you got to listen to them people. And I know it's a collective agreement, but you still have to have boots on the ground, folks that know what they're talking about. And then you come alongside of them and figure out your place, like Hospitality House. Hospitality House is an after-school program for kids. I know that's my place. To help these kids be educated, prepare for college, teach them the Word of God, help them with athletics, sports, and build character. So we have small groups where they can vent some of these things that are bothering them, or some of them might get challenged because it's one thing, but we got alcohol, drugs, sex. There's a lot of other issues kids deal with also that need to be talked about and put in perspective, and they need to express themselves. You remember, to be a good leader, you have to be a good listener. You know, and I really respect the kids because they really are learning to voice their opinion.
The banquet that night, and last year we couldn't do it because of COVID the way we wanted to, live and in person, but that's back a week from Sunday, right?
Right, October 24th. 5 o'clock, Metropolitan. Dinner starts at 6, but you do have to make a reservation. Again, we got one of our great community leaders speaking, Pastor Heron from Zion Baptist Church, who actually runs the health initiative for the 21 Days of Peace, which are really peace period. They started out 21 days, probably in the 60th day of doing it. And so he will have a lot of insight. So if you haven't made reservations, I would encourage you to make reservations by calling Hospitality House at 612-522-4485 or going online to hhyd.org.
I can't. It's a night I look forward to every year. I'm sorry that we didn't get to do it last year, but I always enjoy being there and sitting with you and the whole crew and Colin and Wally and that whole group. It's a real feel good for me every night to be there, and you feel like you're touching the community, and that matters.
Right, and we also got a great MC that night, though. You might know him.
I've heard
Mike Max himself.
I do that every year for you, and I do it for free, right, Johnny? Because that's what we're trying to do.
That's right, and you do it for free, and I want to make that known. And I thank you very much, Mike, for always being in our corner. Not only that, but supporting Hospitality financially. You're my friend, brother. You're my friend, and I appreciate you.
You know what? It does a lot for me, too. That's a two-way street. You know what I'm saying? I get something out of that, too, so I appreciate you letting me be a part of it because it's changed my life and in the best possible sense because it's made me understand that we all come from different places and we all need one word, baby. We all need hope, right?
That's right. Yeah. That's right. And let me tell you, Mike, that Holy Spirit loves you. Keep preaching the word and keep helping people. God is going to do great things.
Thank you, my brother. We will talk soon.
All right, Mike, bless you.
You too, Dr. Johnny Hunter.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.